Kentucky Derby AT&T Morning Line. It's certainly a pleasure to be with you from the Kentucky Derby Museum again this year. Now, for AT&T, we certainly thank AT&T for being our sponsor again this year, bringing us here, and some great sponsors at home as well that make our Derby Festival coverage possible. All kinds of things going on here at the Kentucky Derby Museum. The ladies from Caitlin Hawkins, and I'm one of the folks who works with her at the Kentucky Beef Council. They're outside grilling. Good morning, Lieutenant Governor Jeanine Hampton. She'll be with us a little bit later on this morning. I bet she'll have something nice to say about Gracie Knight and Kate Blythe.
I bet she does.
Who won her entrepreneurship challenge in their division. So that's nice. Very nice. We look forward to talking with her about that. But the Kentucky Beef Council ladies are outside grilling. They're going to do the grilling here. We'll be hopefully get a chance to taste one of the Derby burgers. It's a real little different flair to the burger this year.
Yeah.
A wrap.
I thought it was pretty cool. We got the story this morning. I said, a wrap? She said, yes. One of the judges last year talked about how the toppings, you know, all the burgers have all these toppings on them and they fall off on the side. So the lady who won, or I'm assuming lady, I'm not sure, who won the challenge this year decided to put it in a wrap.
In a wrap.
So you don't have to worry about that. So I'm excited. I hope we get to taste it.
And, of course,
they're going to be with us in Cadiz for
our
Get Grilling Tour on May the 8th. And that will be at Hancock's Neighborhood Market. We always look forward to that and want you to put it on your calendar so you can come out and visit with us.
We're enjoying breakfast from Highland Morning. And
very
Highland Morning
good.
Is providing breakfast for us today. All kinds of neat things. They're family owned and operated in the middle of the two wonderful neighborhoods, the Highlands and St. Matthew's neighborhoods here in Louisville. The idea was a concept to bring value and quality to Louisville's most vibrant areas with truly unique upscale breakfast and lunch experience. And so, neat time. She's going to, hopefully, we'll have a chance to visit with her one of the mornings while we're here talking about bacon infused bourbon Bloody Mary. Also, spicy, smoky, zing-zang mix with pepperoncini, bacon, salt, and pepper, jack cheese garnish. We'll talk with her, hopefully, later tomorrow. Well, there's a Katie Coe with Highland Morning.
But we're having a more traditional breakfast this morning. There are scrambled eggs, and then there's like a scrambled egg with peppers and cheese, sausage, bacon, delicious gravy, biscuits.
And Fante coffee.
And some fruit.
Local coffee as well.
I did try
some. You did the fruit?
I did some fruit, but I also did some eggs with some gravy on it. Yeah, and a half of a biscuit. So,
you know,
I figure when I got up an hour or two early this morning and ended up walking on the treadmill already today, then I could eat a little breakfast.
Eat a little breakfast. Yeah, you've already done good. It's at the Kentucky Derby AT&T Morning Line for Cindy Allen. I'm Alan Watts. Thanks to our sponsors.
Yes, Hopkinsville Outdoor Equipment, Commonwealth Agri-Energy, Heritage Bank, Hancock's Neighborhood Market, Home Place Mortgage, also, Broadbent Foods, and yes, we don't want to forget them as well, and Hopkinsville Outdoor Equipment.
And from Cindy, I'm Alan Watts. We'll report live again from the Kentucky Derby AT&T Morning Line.